Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
...97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the Real or Fake News Quiz, where I, Carl, say headlines to the people in the studio, Kim St. Ange, Ethan Bright, and Mark Cox, and they have to decide whether those headlines are real or fake.
Winning.
Mark Cox won last time we did this.
Last two times.
The last two times we did this.
And still humble.
But Kim is our year-long leader.
Yes.
Hey, Mark.
Unfortunately.
Winning.
It's okay. It's okay. Nobody remembers that. I remember the last two.
Well, Mark,
hey, Ethan, do you remember that?
I don't win, so I don't remember anything.
Good answer, Ethan.
All right, Mark.
What's up, Carl?
Let's begin with you.
All right.
We all know that the dinosaurs died a long time ago.
I have a tooth from one of those, but go ahead.
Fake.
It's not fake.
It's from Facebook That's Marketplace, you guys.
What's your question?
Say, is that our real or fake?
Fake tooth.
Real or fake, Mark? The Stegosaurus and the T-Rex never existed at the same time. Real or fake?
Fake.
Kim St. Ange.
That sounds... I guess I'll say fake. I'm going to regret
Ethan
that.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
It's real.
Nailed it.
The Stegosaurus went extinct 80 million years ago before the T-Rex even existed. Because the dinosaurs were around for 120 million years.
But how do they really
Honestly,
know that?
I don't even think the world's that old. I'll just say that. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't think...
3,000 years?
No, I'm not saying the world's only 3,000 years old, but I don't think it's like 80 million billion years ago. Like, I don't believe that. No.
All right. Ethan's anyway, in the lead.
Ethan's in the lead.
This will just collapse. It'll collapse.
Kim St. Ange. Real or fake? The reason that dum-dums have mystery flavors is because they only have one processing plant. Real or fake?
Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'll go real.
Mark
Cox.
I'll go real.
It is an Ohio company. That is real. It's an Ohio company. They only have, like, they have enough sugar, like, to fill, like, 8 Olympic pools, but they only make one color at a time, and instead of taking a day off to wash the things, they just said, today's going to be grape watermelon. And so they'll just let the old stuff run out. So that's what the mystery flavors are.
Ah, okay.
If you've ever had dum-dums.
Dum-dums?
Sounds unsanitary.
Well, no, it's still just sugar.
I know.
Yeah.
Ethan Bright, you're up. According to a new study by Origins Recovery, is Missouri in the top 10 states with the highest binge drinkers? Real or fake?
I'll say fake.
Mark Cox.
Real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
It is real. It is real. We are number 10. And Missouri residents spend, $4,600 a year on booze.
That seems
They
low.
Don't collect bourbon, do they?
I guess
not. That's a little low.
That seems low.
No, I'm just kidding.
Mark Cox.
Yes.
A secret alliance between Kit Kat and Twix prevented other companies from making a double bar. Real or fake?
I'm going to go with fake on that, Carl.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
Sounds real. Let's go that way.
It's fake.
Of course.
Mark, you've...
Here goes the collapse.
Coming back from...
Not Kim's being, just trying to counter-program me over there. That's why she picked the other answer. That's okay. I get it.
Kim St. Ange. Real or fake? According to internet searches... In the last year, Most Missourians want to remodel their kitchen.
I mean, I feel like most women want to remodel their kitchens. I don't know. I'll say...
Would you like me to make it more specific?
Sure, please do.
Why? Make her answer the question.
Mark, this could help you too.
Go ahead.
This could help you too. More than any other room in the house.
Oh, okay. That changes things. I think most women want to redo their kitchen, so I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I would agree with her logic.
I'm going with real on that too.
You're all wrong. They want to remodel their bathroom.
No kidding.
Maybe because it's
more
cheaper.
Than the kitchen?
Four times as much.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It might you want to remodel your kitchen, but most of us don't have the money to remodel our kitchen. Yeah, that's the difference.
Okay. I don't know how to explain that away.
I'd like to retract that question, please.
Okay, sure.
We're all still wrong.
You're all still wrong. Ethan Bright, real or fake, the state of Missouri is in the top 10 for anxiety and depression. Real or fake?
I'll go fake.
Mark Cox.
I think that's fake.
I think it's fake.
It is fake. We're number 13.
Ah.
With 31.85% of people in Missouri with anxiety or depression.
Who's number one? California, because of their crazy liberal policies?
That's about the same amount that voted for Lucas Kuntz.
Mississippi. Mississippi is 35.5.
Mark wants everyone to laugh at his
joke.
Mark, that was really funny.
Thank you.
Good job.
I thought so, yeah.
Mark Cox, real or fake? Four-way intersections are the most common for fatal crashes, according to the NHTSA. Real or fake?
I'll go with fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I zoned out for the question, so I'll say real.
Real or fake? I'll just say real. Okay.
I'm going to go fake.
We have a winner.
Winning.
Mark Cox for the third week in a row. Congratulations.
It's only because Kim zoned out there and just picked a question at random. So what was the answer to that last one, Carl?
What was the question on the last one?
Four-way intersections are the most common for fatal crashes in the United States.
Wow. They are. How can that be? You're not gaining any speed in a four-way intersection.
Some people blow through them.
I'll say, have you seen people in St. Louis do a four-way?
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
The rolling Missouri rolling stop. That's what they call that, right?
And then number two is Y intersections, where people don't see the
probably
cars.
Stupid roundabouts. I still hate those things. They're putting them in all over the place.
Not in the top five.
Get more at 971talk.com.